Today, we will read Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 25. Before we begin, let's pray. Lord, I pray that as we read today, that you would speak to our hearts. Lord, help us understand your word. Help us see beyond just the story to what does it mean? What does it mean in our lives? How does it change us? What do we learn about you through this? Help us understand it. We pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen. Mark chapter 15, verses 1 through 25. Very early in the morning, the chief priests, with the elders, the teachers of the law, and the whole Sanhedrin made their plans. So they bound Jesus, led him away, and handed him over to Pilate. "Are you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate. "You have said so," Jesus replied. The chief priests accused him of many things. So again, Pilate asked him, "Aren't you going to answer? See how many things they are accusing you of?" But Jesus still made no reply, and Pilate was amazed. Now, it was the custom at the festival to release a prisoner whom the people requested. A man called Barabbas was in prison with the insurrectionists who had committed murder in the uprising. The crowd came up and asked Pilate to do for them what he usually did. "Do you want me to release to you the king of the Jews?" asked Pilate, knowing it was out of self-interest that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. But the chief priests stirred up the crowd to have Pilate release Barabbas instead. "What shall I do, then, with the one you call the king of the Jews?" Pilate asked them. "Crucify him!" they shouted. "Why, what crime has he committed?" asked Pilate. But they shouted all the louder, "Crucify him!" Wanting to satisfy the crowd, Pilate released Barabbas to them. He had Jesus flogged and handed him over to be crucified. The soldiers led Jesus away into the palace, that is, the praetorium, and called together the whole company of soldiers. They put a purple robe on him, then twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on him. And they began to call out to him, "Hail, King of the Jews!" Again and again they struck him on the head with a staff and spit on him. Falling on their knees, they paid homage to him. And when they had mocked him, they took off the purple robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him out to crucify him. A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus, was passing by on his way in from the country, and they forced him to carry the cross. They brought Jesus to the place called Golgotha, which means the place of the skull. Then they offered him wine mixed with myrrh, but he did not take it. And they crucified him. Dividing up his clothes, they cast lots to see what each would get. It was the ninth hour in the morning when they crucified him. In today's reading, we see the end of the trial of Jesus and his crucifixion. And so, let's look at what happens. Yesterday, he was taken before the high priests. They told lies about him and ended up saying, "Oh, he must die." Why did they say this? Because they claimed that he had committed blasphemy. By claiming to be the Messiah, by claiming to be God, they said he was lying, that no one can claim to be God. Well, this is true to a point. No one can claim to be God. But was Jesus lying? If someone claims to be God who is not God, it would be a lie. It would be blasphemy. But the problem is, Jesus was God. Jesus was not lying. So it wasn't true. And so they had convicted him for something he was not guilty of. They took him next to Pilate, the Roman governor. Now, Pilate talked to him and asked him questions, and actually asked, "Are you the king of the Jews?" And Jesus said, "Yes, or you have said so." And so the chief priests accuse him of many things. Yet Jesus does not respond. He does not say, "No, this is not true." He remains silent. We talked about that yesterday. And so Jesus doesn't argue like a sheep before the slaughter. He is our sacrificial lamb. He knows this is what God sent him to do, so he does it. And the thing again, God himself in human flesh gave himself for us. You see, just a mere man giving himself for others wouldn't be good enough. But Jesus was more than just a man. He was God in the flesh. God come down to live among us. A loving, caring, compassionate, merciful God, seeing his creation in need and giving himself for them to rescue them from their sins. That's what we're seeing. And so Jesus says nothing, giving himself willingly to be crucified in our place. And so Pilate is amazed. Normally, people would have been arguing and trying to get out of being sentenced to death. Jesus just waits. Now, in other passages, in other accounts of this trial, it becomes clear that Pilate realizes that Jesus hasn't done anything wrong. In fact, even here, as he tries to offer to let Jesus go, in verse 10 it says, knowing it was out of self-interest that the chief priests had handed Jesus over to him. He knows that Jesus didn't do anything wrong, that he didn't do anything worthy of death. And so he knows that Jesus is innocent. Yet still, when he asks the crowd, "Who do you want, Jesus or Barabbas, this man who is convicted of murder? Who do you want me to release to you?" He's surprised when the crowd says, "Release Barabbas." See, the chief priests have been working, and they've been like, tell them you want Barabbas. We want Barabbas and crucify Jesus. They have been working among the crowd, gathering their loyal friends and followers to make sure that Jesus is crucified. And so, finally, Pilate listens to the crowd. And I think this is one thing that reminds me to be very careful. Do not listen to and follow the crowd. They can sometimes, and many times are, they can be wrong. And here the crowd was urging Pilate to do something that he knew was not right. Jesus didn't deserve to die. Yet, Pilate listened to the crowd instead of doing what he thought was right. And so Pilate condemns Jesus to death. He hands him over to the soldiers. The soldiers then, hearing that Jesus, some people claimed, was the king, and where do they get this? Well, the very week before, Jesus had entered into Jerusalem on a donkey, and all the people had waved the palm branches and put their coats down on the road for him to come in and treated him like a king, saying, "Hail, Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." They thought he was coming in to become the king. And so the soldiers were mocking him, that everyone had been praising him and worshiping him and thinking he was going to be the king and set them free. Yet here he was being beaten. Now, this could be another reason why Pilate went ahead and had him convicted. Because in the Roman Empire, if someone was claiming to be king, they were a threat to Caesar, to the Roman king, and they didn't want that. And so that could be another reason why Pilate went along with it. But either way, the soldiers are mocking him. And it reminds me again of the passage in Isaiah that we looked at yesterday. In Isaiah 53, hundreds of years before Jesus was even born, hundreds of years before this happened, it says, "Surely he took our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed." All of this, the mocking, the beating, even being led up and nailed to a cross, all of this was done for us. Tomorrow we will see the crucifixion again and look at his death. Today he's nailed to the cross, a very, very painful, difficult way to die. And he did that for us. Today, think about that Jesus died for us. He was beaten, hit, mocked for us. The God of the universe, the creator of everything, came down to live among us and was beaten, nailed to a cross in our place. He could have called angels to defend him. He could have done a miracle, but he didn't. He chose this because he knew this was the only way to save us. And it just amazes me and makes me grateful. And so today, think about that. Worship Jesus. And if you haven't already accepted his gift of life, the gift of his sacrifice in your place, talk to him and accept that gift today. Lord, we just thank you and praise you that though you didn't have to, you allowed them to beat you, mock you. You allowed them to nail you to the cross. You gave yourself. They didn't take your life. You gave it willingly for us. And so I thank you and praise you for that. Lord, may I give you my life, every part of me, We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.